So this morning's gospel is a familiar one, and I'm sure many of us have kind of given a great deal of contemplation to what is it that Jesus is mysteriously doing by tracing on the ground with his finger. There are all kinds of theories about that, but I have to share with you, just this week, a very dear friend of mine provided me with what I think is an incredible insight into what was going on in that moment. Now, this friend of mine is not a religious sister. She is not a scholar of the scriptures. She doesn't have a degree or a PhD in philosophy. This woman is a dear friend. She's a prayerful woman. She's a holy woman. She's a care-filled woman. And what she shared with me was the idea that when Jesus was presented with this woman who was caught in the very act of adultery, there's a likelihood that this crowd dragged her into the presence of Jesus completely naked. And my friend suggested that perhaps Jesus, in order to draw attention away from the shame that this woman must have felt, he chose to write something on the ground. He chose to draw everyone's attention away from this woman who was being objectified as a sinner. Jesus was being masterful in that moment, preventing himself from being caught in a trap. We too have to walk a very fine line in terms of how we respond, not even to our own sinfulness, but to the sinfulness of others. And I want to suggest to you that what Jesus was able to do to disarm this angry crowd and to help this woman understand the power of mercy is to walk that fine line between tolerating sin and giving permission to sin. We have to be careful about how we tolerate our sinfulness and the sinfulness of others, because we run that risk in being tolerant of being permissive. And if we notice in today's gospel, Jesus does not give this woman permission to sin. In fact, in the gospels, Jesus makes it perfectly clear that the worst thing we could do is to give someone permission to sin. But what Jesus does is he focuses on tolerating the sin of everyone. And he challenges everyone in that crowd, perhaps to focus on their own guilt. And in focusing on our own guilt, it gives us the opportunity to recognize our need for mercy. And so as the crowd slowly, one by one, went away, hopefully they went away with a keen awareness of their own sinfulness and recognizing how Jesus is drawing that line. Jesus is saying, we sin. There's a tendency for us to sin. And we have to be willing to tolerate that sinfulness, as hurtful as that may be. But in no way does God give us permission to live a sinful life. And so, how are we to interpret these scriptures? And in particular, the scriptures throughout, the first reading, the responsorial psalm, the second reading, and this gospel all teach us about the value of forgiveness. Most importantly, the value of forgiving ourselves. The challenge for each one of us is to look at how we walk that line between tolerance of our own sinfulness and that dangerous place in which we give ourselves permission to sin. We come here this morning because we recognize the value of God's mercy. We recognize all that He has done for us to provide us with that mercy. In His passion and death and resurrection, He has provided us the gift of eternal life. And that's the gift that we partake of here this morning. So as we come forward this morning, let us be mindful of our own sinfulness. Let us be mindful of the guilt and the shame that often comes with that. But we must be mindful in such a way where Jesus is willing to say, I do not condemn you, but to go and sin no more.